This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, how's your menstrual cycle?
What?
That's a strange way to open the Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast today, but that's where we're going, at least at the start. And I've got my humble and lovable producer,
Humble,
at my side, sort of, to talk about that. Don't you love it when, like, two guys talk about female issues? I mean, how inappropriate is that to start the show? I mean, people should just tune out right now. They don't want to listen to us talk about lady stuff, do they?
It's very... It's very humbling to talk about these things because look, we're married.
Yes,
it's not like we are familiar with what that is,
right.
But I've never personally experienced it. So why are we going to talk about menstrual periods today?
Well, it may not be the only thing we talk about, but ladies, I gotta warn you because I've been getting warning signs, not in my own body or Superdon's body, but in the female bodies around me. Fortunately, not in my immediate vicinity of my home, but I'm just talking people. Like, I mentioned this on Friday's broadcast, that I was talking with a friend of mine. She's in her 30s. She's got children already. And she said, she asked me, it's like, do you have an idea what to do for breakthrough bleeding? Which means you normally have a menstrual cycle, you know, it should be around 28 days, and you have, the time of the month, the period where you have some discharge, right? Now, I've said over the years that it shouldn't be like you're bleeding profusely like you've been in a car accident, yet a lot of women have those kind of menstrual cycles. But okay, if you have that, there are issues there. We'll put that aside for a moment. But the thing is, around the time of ovulation, you shouldn't have breakthrough bleeding like you're having another period. That's not healthy. Even if some people, it's normal, that can happen. And you hear that from docs. And then, of course, what they'll do is say, here, let's put you on some progesterone or some form of birth control pills, and we'll take that care of that right away. Never mind the fact that being on birth control, and this gets beside the thing of anybody's view on birth control pills, but the pills themselves are carcinogenic. They're known to contribute to different kinds of cancer, including ovarian, uterine, and breast cancer, female-specific ailments, because you're dealing with synthetic hormone chemistry, so to speak. So I asked her, I said, have you had this problem long? Because usually you have a history like that that's like, I've been having this for years. She says, no. In fact, I've never had that, ever, until a few months ago. She had to have something removed, like some kind of minor surgical procedure, remove something from her mouth, not even related to female-specific issues. But they said, you have to have the COVID swab, the test where they stick that Klaus Schwab way up your sinus cavity.
Up in your brain.
Yeah. Right? To the septum. And she said, ever since then, it's the strangest thing, but that this has been a problem. And I thought, good Lord, we've been hearing Superdon about controversies we can't confirm nor deny or validate necessarily yet about what may be on the end of those, like super-sized Q-tips.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, yeah.
What's on the end? Now, people have been presenting photographs showing evidence of nanoparticulate contamination. accidental or on purpose. I don't know. Are these tests coming from China? We've covered the controversy of the so-called PCR tests from the swab for a long time, so that's not new. But what is new is, like, hey, people are very concerned about what may be on the swab itself, not just what they're pulling from you in terms of genetic material, but what they might be leaving behind. You know, strange fibers. Some call it Morgellons. I don't think it's the same thing, but you're talking about maybe metallic, something that's just very strange and bizarre that's grabbing onto your tissue and coming off of the swab and staying in you. And then what is it doing? I don't know. And Superdon, you know, I like to have more answers than I have questions, or at least an equivalent amount of answers to questions. I'm honest here. I'm opening the show with this because I want to hear from you. Not necessarily you, Superdon, but I want to hear from our listeners. Have you heard of any of this going on? Because since finding out about this on Friday, I've suddenly been deluged. Is that a word, Superdon? Deluge? I think I've heard
of it. I believe so, yes.
But with reports of, I heard about this, I heard about, oh, this happened to my friend. So it's apparently not a one-off. Strange abnormalities in terms of menstrual cycle, and even this, Superdon, get this. One woman reported to me postmenopausal, that started having a cycle again, or what appeared to be in terms of another form of breakthrough bleeding after menopause. I mean, we're not talking a woman who's cycling regularly. We're talking you're done, and suddenly something like it is starting again.
That's kind of odd. That shouldn't be happening.
No. We're talking X-Files level bizarre again. But when we look at the mystery surrounding this emergency use authorization for the tests themselves, remember, we're not even talking about the shots now and the problems associated with them. I'm very concerned, as we are just from the shots alone, but the swabs themselves should have been benign in that, other than the risk of penetrating the septum and causing inflammation or you know, even a brain inflammation or cerebrospinal fluid, any number of things where you push through the septum. But there are, of course, reports of inflammation and bleeding within the sinus cavity, understandable, because you're causing damage to tissue there. But to have aberrant female cycles, folks, I'm just putting it out there. Please come on over to robertscottbell.com, submit a comment. You can do it anonymously if you want, but let me know if you've heard of anything like this, or if this has happened to you after you've had one of these so-called COVID tests where they stick the swab way up your sinus cavity. And so maybe we'll be able to dig in and get more answers. I'm still waiting for some form of validated analysis of one of the swabs themselves, not with what's on it from you, but the thing before it's even used, to try and make heads or tails of anything that may be happening here, why aberrant female cycle scenarios would be manifesting from there. So I don't know, Superdon. I brought it up Friday. Had you heard of anything like that before I...
No. Hadn't heard anything about that, but heard plenty of other things. We actually covered a little bit of that on Friday's show. What am I talking about? We cover it on every show.
Every show, there's
plenty to talk about. As far as people having adverse reactions, people having strokes, people dying.
Yeah.
But all of it's just, it's pure coincidence.
Yeah, of course. I tell you what, I would have folks be nebulizing or saturating their sinus cavity with bioactive silver hydrosol to help heal any tissue. I don't know what it'll do with what's left behind, because we don't know what's left behind yet officially. But I would also say that, just like my friend who asked me the question, what do I do about the breakthrough bleeding, if I was just to separate out the mystery of the temporal relationship. We don't have
definitive... Every time you say that, I think tempura.
Tempura?
I don't know why.
Yes, it's sinus tempura.
I haven't eaten yet. But
fry your sinus cavity with the... Yes. No, don't do that. I say it jokingly a little bit, because everything that happens after the shot is just temporal and coincidental if it's bad, right? But what do we got in terms of the anomaly of, like, I got this test, they swabbed my nose, and now I have breakthrough bleeding every month as a female, mid-cycle. I don't know what to say, because I don't have enough information, but I will say, no matter what, if you're having aberrant female cycles, and this could be while you're still of childbearing years or whether you're menopausal, that you get on over to choosetobehealthy.com. Our friend Jonathan has the hormonal changes by Dr. Christopher's. That's one of the most profound, comprehensive, herbal-based formulas that you could be taking every day And within a couple of cycles, unless there's something we're missing here because it's unknown about causation with these swabs, usually you see tremendous, significant shifts in, you know, moving more toward a healthy cycle. Now, there are homeopathic remedies to address this as well. Obviously, we talk about minerals. There are endocrine disrupting compounds. In fact, I did mention this to my friend. I said, you know, every time you touch one of those heat-sensitive receipts, that's pretty much everybody has them if you actually get a paper receipt. It's one side is heat sensitive, so it prints out. The other side is not. And on that side that's heat sensitive, it's basically bisphenol A. It's xenoestrogen. It's plasticizer stuff, right? Every time you touch it, and I don't know, these people touching it, it's amazing that there are any male cashiers anymore. They all turn to females with all the xenoestrogens every time they touch the receipt.
That explains all the weird-looking cashiers at Walmart.
Doesn't it? Well, they're getting hammered with synthetic estrogen.
Now I get it.
All right. Yeah. So, no, but it is serious. I'm like, anytime they hand me the receipt, I touch it from the back side and fold it over. If I happen to touch the estrogen side, I want to wash my hands fast. Like, I appreciate being a man. I don't know about you, Super Don, but I don't want any estrogen from my receipt.
The estrogen side of the receipt?
I don't want that. I'm not saying the other side's testosterone. It's not that, but apparently...
Go to the store with a pair of salad tongs.
That's a good right? strategy as well. Just don't use those salad tongs for your salad.
Yeah.
So anyway, I know we're covering a speculative territory here, but I think it's worth mentioning because it wasn't just a one-off. Suddenly I'm hearing stories, and I'm just putting it out to all y'all that are fans of the Robert Chad Bell Show. If you're here for the first time or regular, maybe now you're irregular. You know, female cycle specific, right? I want to know, not because I'm just morbid curiosity. I want to see if we can establish a pattern that is emerging that has a legitimate connection to just the swabs themselves. The shots are a whole other story, you know, what they're doing in terms of maybe infertility in both male and female. But that's not specifically what I'm bringing up at this point. Just, again, I've got more questions than I have answers, although I always like to bring to you, you know, options regardless of cause, right? Like, what do we do? So when you go to choosetobehealthy.com, you can also call Jonathan there at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, and you can enter the code RSB5 when you order to get a little discount. Every little bit helps, doesn't it? And that's a very special offer for our friends, you know who you are, in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. All right, we're going to take a break. Let's talk more about the terrain, which is my favorite topic. As it relates to, how about breast cancer? You know, since we're talking about female-specific, although men can have breast cancer, too, I acknowledge that. We'll talk about an ancient cause, I say semi-ancient, within the last century cause, that's impacting people generations later. That means now. What is it, and how can you unload it and avoid it? Next on the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember to go to the website, robertscottbell.com. Super Don is blasting out links as well. Well, you don't do it often, but if you haven't signed up for email alerts, you're missing out on valuable information, including a few days ago you sent out a warning. If you don't get your tickets now, they're going to go up in price. And they have one layer, but they're still discounted. Our Advanced Medicine Conference, third annual, with our good buddy Dr. Rashid Vatar. It's going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Word has it, Christy Noem's going to be there, the governor, and she'll be exposed to a lot of great healing information. And we've got Bruce Lipton there, we've got Tom Cowan and Andy Kaufman, and Del Bigtree, Sayer G. I mean, it's going to be amazing. And that's happening Memorial Day weekend, and that is the last weekend of May. 2021 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So that's one upcoming event. Also, I'll be traveling to Orem, Utah on Thursday, Thursday the 22nd of, April? Yeah, that's Earth Day, Earth Muffin Day. I'll be talking about the terrain and COVID and your immune system, and that's at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Orem, Utah, 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. I think they might even stream it on their Instagram page or something, Super Don. But anyway, hopefully that's in the upcoming events page, regardless, however. And other upcoming events include the Health Freedom Expo, and that's Trinity Health Freedom Expo, October 2nd and 3rd, first weekend in October, and that's Tinley Park, Illinois. And they do have options on exhibiting for those that want to do that or attending, and that's always an amazing event, including many of our friends go there, including Jonathan E. Moore. So, Super D, any other announcements? I forgot. I know there's all kinds of things in the events page.
Not that I can think of. Just check on that page periodically because we will add more stuff there when it comes up.
Okay, great. So that's the events update. What else we got? Oh, our friends at The Defender, Bobby Kennedy and the crew, they have a really great article, important article, about a linking of an ancient toxin. I say ancient, you know, because people don't talk about it much anymore. DDT, Y'all remember DDT? Super Don is old enough to know about DDT, although they pretty much banned it or eliminated its use here in America, you know, with the Silent Spring, Rachel Carson, and everything else. But they exported it. It was still in use around the world, maybe in some places even today, dealing with malaria and mosquitoes, or mosquitoes particularly. But that DDT doesn't disappear, like, instantly. You can't dilute it out. It ends up getting riding up the food chain, so to speak, carried in the fat cells of animals, and that includes human animals. And apparently now they're saying it's passed down generationally. The study published last Wednesday in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention found a significant association between a woman's exposure to DDT during pregnancy and increased risk of breast cancer in their granddaughters. This, again, one generation removed. So moms were exposed, they had their children. Children may not have been impacted in this way, and then they find a significant increased risk of breast cancer in what? The next generation, when their daughters have daughters. I mean, think about that. That's stunning information, because what do we, you know, if we're in the Angelina Jolie school of lop off our breasts because we've had cancer in our family, completely ignorant of the fact that it isn't genetic, it is epigenetic. That is, the exposure to these toxic synthetic compounds, maybe xenoestrogenic, but maybe just massively chronically inflammatory across the generations. You're like, whoa. Couldn't we have focused on somehow removing this fat-soluble, persistent organic pollutant out of the body? And I think that would be a wiser strategy. But unfortunately, our allopathic brethren, you know, the medical doctors, are not trained to acknowledge this. And they'll look at ionizing radiation tests to detect things. And then, of course, if they detect it, maybe right or wrong, then they use other invasive procedures like radiation, chemo, or surgery, which are invasive and potentially deadly in and of themselves. So detoxification becomes a critical factor. Now, we've always talked about the minerals that are really important and necessary, but anything that can promote the function of the liver, the kidneys, the lymph, the colon, and to bind these toxins. Homeopathically, we can utilize forms of these toxins in a form that is safe to alert the body, along with other support pathways. Selenium always comes to mind here. Even chromium plays a role for liver health. And other, even what we call energetic type medicines, utilizing whether it's right frequency, the limbic arc, or we can even now program the water, the echo water that we have from Synergy Science, to help the body detoxify. So that's going to be an important part. And by the way, if you're looking to detect cancers, the breast, please, I urge you, look to thermography first. And then if you need to go further, you can always go further. All right, with that, we're going to be back and go farther on other topics that are very important to your health, including milk. We're talking about breasts. Let's talk about milk when we come back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Officials said that a shooting at a bar in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, left three dead and two injured early this morning. A manhunt is underway for the suspect, said to be a black man. The sheriff said the incident appears to be targeted and isolated. The shooter was asked to leave the bar, returned, and then opened fire. On the future of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC that he believes it will be back on track this week.
I would think that we're not going to go beyond Friday in the extension of this pause. There will very likely be a decision I don't want to get ahead of them, but I don't think that they're going to completely cancel because the data are such, at least from what we see, they're looking to see if there are more cases.
The CDC and FDA recommended a pause in the use of the vaccine last week due to 6 cases of blood clots in the nearly 7 million vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration's handling of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a, quote, huge mistake.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized public health officials' messaging over COVID-19 vaccination during a press conference on Friday morning.
My view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then, gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
He also criticized how public health officials have handled pausing the vaccine, as well as public health messaging surrounding safety protocols for fully vaccinated adults. White House senior medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci stated, vaccinated Americans should continue to avoid eating and drinking indoors. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
Fauci also telling ABC's This Week today that he doesn't think the pause of the J&J vaccine will go on past Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
For those of you guys and gals that are so awesome, because you're already awesome, but even so awesome that you're patron supporters of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to give you a heads up. Another upcoming event, Superdome. When is our next AMA? Ask me anything.
That'll be on Saturday, the 24th, I believe it is. And that'll be a little bit different than our normal AMA. Because we've got a number of people in Europe that are patrons on Patreon. And, you know, some of them have shown up. They've been good sports.
Middle
of the night, you know, in order to be on because of the time difference. And so we thought, why don't we do something special for them this coming Saturday? So we're going to be doing it at 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern time, which will put it somewhere like in the middle of the day or afternoon for people in Europe.
Yay. And if you're in Russia, it might be later in the night, but I don't think we have any patrons from Russia. Yeah, darn it. Where are our rubles? They always
if
say the Russians.
If we did, I want to know. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. We got some Kiwis, I think, in New Zealand. I don't know what time it'll be then. But anyway, we're trying to move it around, experiment with time. And
maybe we'll have a few Russian bots that will join us on Saturday, the ones that are spreading anti-vaxxer misinformation.
But they're only welcome if they're actual patrons. They can't come on for free, can they, the bots?
I don't know. They are a bot. They probably could.
Do we even accept rubles on Patreon? I don't think so.
I haven't gotten any yet, but...
All right. Well, we're aware of it. We're sensitized to it. And so since we're traveling around the world in discussion points, there's an article in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And again, from The Defender, great, investigative journalism happening there. It says Japan plans to dump 1.2 million tons of contaminated Fukushima wastewater into the Pacific Ocean.
Fukushima. The gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
You remember when we first covered this, when the tsunami hit, and it was a big deal because they were talking about possibly having a full meltdown.
Massive radiation blooms, airborne, waterborne.
Yeah, you had the plume that traveled across the ocean and eventually hit the West Coast in California.
Yep.
And then you during that storm, do you remember there were pieces of Japan, literally.
Showing
washing up on
West
the
Coast.
Shore, right?
Yeah.
It was a big deal. And
if the currents were carrying that stuff, you got to think that there was a little bit of extra radiation.
Some
in the
other
Pacific.
Stuff, yeah, came over. And so I don't remember how many years ago this was. It's been quite a few.
Was it 2000, what?
Like 9 or something like that,
really
maybe?
That long? Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
I think. I'll have to look it up. But
I remember we were covering it with our dearly departed friend Liam Sheff regularly. He was so concerned, rightfully so, about what was happening. They detected, speaking of milk, which we'll talk about, they detected higher levels of radiation in milk in North America. You remember that?
Yep.
So it was a real event. Now, the question is what to do about it. We'll get to that, whatever level we can. But 1.2 million tons... I don't know how many gallons that equates to. And at the same time, you could argue, well, that's still not a lot compared to the Pacific Ocean. And some have argued the solution to pollution is dilution, right? You've heard that?
No.
And granted, if you dive into a vat of Fukushima wastewater, you're probably going to die pretty quickly from the overabundance of immediate acute radiation exposure. Whereas if you dilute it, you might be hitting some of these radioactive particles, maybe not as frequently, and you may have a longer opportunity to deal with it until one day cancer hits. I don't know when. I'm not here predicting it, but we do know that ionizing radiation damages tissue over time and can result in cancer manifestation. But it also brings to mind what we also know, that those in Japan who were exposed, who survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the atomic bombs that were dropped after the end of World War II, that some people lived to the ripe old ages, 70s, 80s, or more, despite exposure to that radiation. And we have to ask, well, how is that possible? And we come back to the trace element selenium, the number one mineral when it comes to counteracting radiation in the body, ongoing exposure, even acute or chronic. But I would say that if you are at all concerned, as well we should be, with background levels of radiation rising in the air and the food and the water. And, some of the things we've seen in the 20th century, increased cancers correlate to the times where atomic testing was happening in the atmosphere. And so that created a rise in background levels of radiation. That meant we were exposed to more ionizing radiation over time and that we see cancer increases. Now, I'm not saying it's the only thing. We always talk about it's a little everything that contributes to this if we don't know how to counteract it. But selenium still plays perhaps the most vital role in counteracting additional radiation exposure. And so we do, once again, the whole food, 100% whole food selenium that we get from choosetobehealthy.com. Now, another aspect of radiation remediation in an acute exposure scenario is silver, believe it or not, because silver deals with burns as well, as does aloe as a botanical. But silver is amazing because it reduces tissue inflammation on contact, the active state, the bioactive silver, and downregulates tissue inflammation and upregulates healing of that tissue. And the burn could be a heat burn, a rug burn, a razor burn, or a radiation burn. Now, obviously, if you're not removing the source of the ionizing radiation, that's an ongoing exposure, and you're having to ongoingly remediate this radiation that is ever present. And so we really have to up our selenium game. When they talked about the average consumption of selenium because of the high seafood diet way back when, I don't know if it was as radiationally proficient back then, although they did drop those two bombs, but you have that selenium being a very strong presence in fish or seafood. And that also counteracted a lot of the concern we have for mercury in fish. They neglect to tell you the selenium helps to bind and counteract it. So selenium plays that role. I try to take 450 micrograms a day. That's three tablets of the innate response. That's 150 micrograms and three tablets, 50 micrograms each. And so three times a day, 450. If I knew I was being exposed to massive amounts of ionizing radiation, I would absolutely double it without hesitation. I would probably take four of those tablets, which would be 200 micrograms, four to five times a day. So I'd be getting 800 to 1,000 micrograms in me, maybe even 1,200. And it is a form that I could safely do that with. So I'm not telling you to do something I wouldn't do. So if we do have listeners in Japan, or if you find out you are being exposed to a lot of radiation, selenium becomes, again, very, very critically important to remediate. So, again, I don't know how to convert 1.2 million tons of water into gallons. Is there an equivalent online? Can you say, hey, Google, or hey, Siri, or whatever, and say, how many gallons is 1.2 million tons of water? Because I assume it's water that's radiated. Does that make sense? Is that possible? Nothing? Bueller? I got nothing.
Quite the equation you want here. So it's 1.2 million
tons of water. Divided into how many gallons is that of water?
Well, let's see here.
And I know this is not a scientific survey that we're doing, but just to get an assessment from tons to gallons, it gives some people in the Western world that still weighs or sees visually what a gallon looks like of water, or any liquid, a gallon. It may be a different weight because it's radiational, but what do you got?
Trying to find an easy one here. All right, so tons to
tons of water, 1.2 million tons of water.
1,200,000, right?
Yeah, 1,200,000 tons
of water.
I got
the number here. Okay. So that would be, wow.
1.2 million tons of water is how many gallons?
This is a big number. Let's see here. So 1, 2, 3, 1, so it would be 322,815,339 gallons.
Okay. So what was the first number? 322 million?
Gallons. Yes.
All right.
Rounded up, almost 323 million gallons.
All right. So how many swimming pools does that fill, right? Olympic swimming pools.
Oh, come on.
No, you are going to do that?
How many gallons are a swimming pool? I don't know.
You could probably. All right.
Hold on. Let me ask Bill Gates here. Hold on.
We're doing Trivial Pursuit on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now.
Hey, Google. How many gallons are in an average swimming pool?
No, you have to say Olympic-sized swimming pool.
13,500 gallons. According to Foreign.com, a pool with these dimensions would yield an average amount of 13,500 gallons of water.
Say an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
It has to be an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
Yes, yes.
Hey, Google. How many gallons are in an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
It's processing right now. I think you asked it too much.
60,000 gallons.
600.
Here's a summary from
Finney's. All right, so 660,000 gallons. So let's take this number.
322 million divided by 660,000. Yeah, we're going to get there, folks. This is math 101.
Divided by 660,000.
This is a fun math on the Robert's.
That would be, according to this,
yeah,
489 Olympic swimming pools.
Okay. Right. Now, that's a lot of water, but you could still argue, oh, well, it's still nothing compared to the Pacific Ocean. And you'd be right. But we don't know how much has been dumping for the years since the Fukushima disaster occurred. And there's not any, I don't know that there's much reporting. We used to follow, I forget the website Liam Sheff hooked us up with years ago, following, you know, radiation level, but it's not making much public news, big time news. People are trying to pretend it doesn't exist. But all the more reason, I think, that folks, if you're not taking the innate response to selenium every day, and I apologize if you can't find it, find some form that's 100% whole food or close to it. I think, what was that other one? NutriBio, I forget the other name of it. NutriGold also claims to be a whole food if you can't find the innate response.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been, actually, I checked out their website pretty thoroughly.
Yeah.
And I'm really impressed.
I'm only pointing it out because if you can't find it, I don't want you to be SOL. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. So with that, you can read the article about this. I don't want to, you know, there's enough things that people are scared of. But I'm just saying, I'm bringing it up so to give you a sense of seriousness to why you need to be supplementing the food you're eating, unless you're growing Brazil nuts from your own tree on organic volcanic soil, you're probably not having enough selenium in your daily diet, and you can't eat enough of the Brazil nuts based on what we've seen of soil depletion and pushing the yield. So we're looking for whole food sources that are safe to consume to counteract this and other strategies. Of course, hydrogen, molecular hydrogen. If you're drinking Echo water, that would be another brilliant strategy, taking water to remediate bad water using the good hydrogen-enriched water from Synergy Science. We have links up. You can get great deals on the Echo water units as well at robertscatbell.com when you hit the banner. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Check. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please join us here. And you can always, you know, we're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just here Sunday on GCN. And you can come over to robertscottbell.com/listen. And we have live and archive listen links all over the place right there. And you can plug into our weekday show as well. And on our Friday show, we have ongoing discussions about these experimental use authorization vaccines like Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, J&J, AstraZeneca, any and all of them. And there are problems with all of them. And one of the problems is they claim, oh, you're immune forever. No, not forever. Not for 6 months. Maybe three. We're not sure. But it looks like they're setting you up, for those of you who are vulnerable to the propaganda, to get a permanent, let's say, repetitive booster shot every 6 months, if the latest is where it's going. Mm-hmm. Although this article says 12 months. If you see it's linked up, CNBC's reporting, Pfizer CEO says third COVID vaccine dose likely needed within 12 months. I mean, this is...
So all you folks that have gone out there and you got your two shots and now you feel like you're free and you got your liberty back and you can do what you want to do, now it turns out, nope, sorry. Did we say two? Oh, well, no. We didn't mean two. No.
Three.
Maybe four. We're not
Baker's,
sure.
Baker's dozen while we're at it. Look, yeah. 12 months. Honestly, this is just so ridiculous because as we pointed out as well with Dr. James Lyons Weiler with us on Friday, you know, the study designs never even determined immunity, really. It was to prevent severe. Well, actually, it was written to prevent mild cases, right? But not even tested to analyze whether you'd be a super spreader, a semi-spreader, a sucky spreader, whatever, a spreader at all. None of that. And now they're going, well, you know, the immunity we claim we gave you is not really lasting. And even if it did last, the thing is, what do we hear from Fauci? After the shots, you still have to wear a mask. You still have to distance. Am I right? Am I making that up? And he says, the only way you're going to get out of this restriction on your freedom, which is not something he's concerned about because it's public health, right? And the only way is that everybody gets the shot. And then he says, we'll be okay by, like, summer. And then he says, well, that's only if everybody gets the shot. It's like, you know, no one. There's no way everybody's getting the shot.
Setting up an impossible situation.
Yeah.
Because, look, I guarantee you, I mean, everybody is not going to get a shot. You're not even going to get close to 90%.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
We have so much resistance and hesitation and outright nopes. Never before have we had so many people with us, Super Don, on this subject. You know, we were the outliers. Now we might be part of the mainstream as it grows each and every day as we hear more disastrous temporal effects of the vaccine, including death.
There you go again with temporal. But, significant. A significant number, for sure.
Well, and the other concern we have for these shots is that Dr. Jack mentioned that on Friday, you know, the so-called pathogenic priming. You're setting people up to hyperreact and overreact to future injections even, much less wild so-called strains and interactions in the normal sense of what a cold and flu season would bring into your environment. Right. And you know, this is something we covered with Dr. Eric Rentz a couple of weeks back, predictions. Now, not just him, but other physicians very concerned about this issue of people after getting the shot, surviving the shot initially, maybe they have minor issues, but the next encounter being the deadly encounter. And predictions are really scary. And I don't like to do scaremongering. That's not my point in saying this, but it's not me saying it per se, but it is addressing some of the plausible scientific established pathways of what these types of shots, whether it be mRNA or otherwise, for COVID, that they claim. And so we are going to, my plan is, hopefully this will work out, but Tuesday, we should have Dr. Eric Rentz back on the show to talk more strategies for cytokine storm remediation. And I've talked about it for those of you in Florida, you know about the hurricane, the Saffir-Simpson scale, I think it's called. I think that's what it is. And category 5 is like nothing's around. We're talking category 6 or beyond, cytokine storms within your body that these shots are prepping you for. So don't think that you're out of the woods I'm glad you're alive. Believe me, I'm not wishing death on anybody in this regard, but the precipitation, the predictions are not, let's say, irresponsible. They're cautionary tales, and I don't want you to end up in trouble. So tune in at least on Tuesday. But we do have Jeffrey Smith on Monday. We're talking about a big reveal of a movie related to a new form of a genetic engineering that you definitely need to hear about. And we've got, who else we got this week coming up? We're almost out of time.
We've got Brian Hooker on Thursday.
Professor Brian Hooker. Right. So we got a great lineup this week. You don't want to miss anything. Thanks for being here. We got a whole other hour broadcast, Healing the Go, Super D and me, and who knows who else. We'll be right back, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.